Hey, welcome back to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I am not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. Started with a few shares of AMC in May 2021, and now I'm waiting for those over $2 trillion to cats to come into my wallet from the migration from Grumpy Cat Coin. Wow. It's funny. It's a weird feeling because I don't have any Grumpy Cat Coin. It's in the migration wallet. I'm not buying any more Grumpy Cat Coin right now. I've got my $2 trillion and over $2 trillion, and that should be enough to cat. I do have some ETH on standby. So when we do go live and the price is low, maybe I'll grab some Decats on the open market, but we'll just have to see where things go. I don't think that cheap Decat is going to stay there for long. We'll have to see. This is the first time I've done a migration like this, but I think a lot of the Grumpy Cat Coin community is just licking their chops waiting to get at Decat with, you know, I don't know, who knows how many zeros in front, 13, 12, 10, 9, you know, if it's, as long as it's cheaper than the price right now. But something very interesting, when this first started, Grumpy Cat went up to 8 zeros, and I think it got to 8 zeros and a 3-3, you know, once the migration started and people started moving over. And then it started to dip down because some people were going to, they were just going to sell their Grumpy Cat Coin, and it went down. It got as low as 8 zeros and a 2-3. And then there were some strong buys started to come in. Now, Grumpy Cat Coin, once the migration happens, you do not want to be holding Grumpy Cat Coin when that migration happens, because the price of Grumpy Cat Coin is going to plummet. Just like, it's not a rug pull, because we're telling people this is going, there's a migration going on. But if you were not aware of it, you didn't know what was going on, you'd be looking at your Grumpy Cat Coin, and then all of a sudden, it's going to be a straight shot elevator to hell. So please, if you have Grumpy Cat Coin, I can't imagine there's anybody that is listening to this podcast that has Grumpy Cat Coin that isn't aware of what's going on. But if there is, if you are holding Grumpy Cat Coin, you know, you either have to migrate it to Decat, or you have to, you know, sell it, and maybe you want to buy Decat on the open market, or maybe you're just done with all of this, and that's fine. It's your investment. Be on your way, but please do something. Do not. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just telling you. I know over half the privately held supply of Grumpy Cat Coin is in that migration wallet. So, you know, literally, once this happens, I mean, it sounds like to me like it'd be the equivalent of you know, right now over $200 trillion Grumpy Cat being sold. And we feel it when $1 trillion Grumpy Cat is sold. You can imagine what's going to happen to the price when over $200 trillion. And that's just for now. That's not including, you know, what's going to come in and some of the other bigger wallets held by exchanges. I don't know what's going to happen with those, to be honest with you. But that's it. Migrate, sell, but don't hold Grumpy Cat, because it is going to plummet. Anyway, enough about that. I feel like I'm on a migration vacation, because there, you know, it doesn't, the price of Grumpy Cat really doesn't matter to me, because I'm already migrating. But it is interesting, because it does give an indication, I'm thinking, of what people value Decat at. And if the price goes down, if the price of Grumpy Cat Coin goes down, to me, that's signaling people are either just going to give up on Grumpy Cat and they're not even going to bother with the cat. They're just going to get their ETH and go home. Or it means that people say, hey, you know what? If I can get the cat at this price and lock it in, I'm going to lock it in. And that's essentially telling you, well, what's the price of Decat right now? We don't know. But if you look at the price of Grumpy Cat, you could almost assume that people at least think it's going to get to this price level, and they're willing to lock that in now. So that's a real good indicator that the price is going up, that people have a lot of strength and faith in Decat and what that price is going to be. I just want to reiterate what an amazing job the team members that did this and pulled this off. I love this cat. The more I look at it, the more I love it. The colors, just everything about it, just amazing. I'm blown away. And again, you know, when people say, "Oh, you're pumping a shit coin. It's a pump and dump. It's a scam." And I get it. I know where that's coming from. So I don't try to judge them too harshly. But again, I would put forth to you, there was a group of our team that took a step back, evaluated the situation, clearly saw the best path forward was to rebrand and migrate to a similar project without the IP issues. And I am curious how much money was spent on this, because to design this look and I'm just curious how much money was spent on this. And again, this was not anything that anybody said, "Hey, let's take up a collection." You know, this was done pretty quietly. It was secret. We knew something was going on, but, you know, nobody said, "Hey, we need funds for this," or "Who can chip in?" Somebody paid for this. And I don't know what it cost, but, you know, to get a really great logo like this done, and somebody looked at this and said, "Hey, what can we do? What can we do? How can we tweak it? What color should we use? What's the look? What's the attitude?" If you've ever created something, you know what it's like. You just sit there and you look at it and you tweak this, and then you keep looking at it and you tweak that, and a little bit here and a little bit there. And then finally, you know, you get to that point where you're like, "Okay, that's good." And it's just such a cool looking cat, and that's the best way I could describe it. If I describe it in one word, it's cool. Like, this guy, he's got a little bit of mischievous in him, but he's also likable. It's like, all right, this is the friend you'll hang out with, and you'll probably do things you wouldn't normally do, but hanging out with this guy, you know, this is the cool cat. And I just love him, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that this is ours, and how much is it ours? You know, I'd asked DB about this on the call about, like, what can people do? Like, can we go get a t-shirt made? Like, he basically said, "Well, look, if you go out and get a Bitcoin t-shirt made, nobody's going to file a trademark thing against you or tell you to, you can't sell your t-shirt. You know, nobody's doing the cartoon. I imagine I'll create some content at some point. It's finally at the weekend. I finally have some time to do stuff. But I think for me, you know, I normally do these videos in the morning and I sort of crank them out as fast as I can. And I did not want to rush this one, that I really wanted to do a great job and do it justice. The momentum of this play and this transition. So I'm looking forward to the weekend to try to get some stuff done and create some things, but it's just amazing. And I've always talked about Grumpy Cat Coin being like a startup company, but in some ways it's the attitude, the effort that people put in, the faith you had to put in the early time, and maybe you weren't making much money, but you had a piece of the company, and the harder you worked and the more you grew the company, the more valuable your piece became. But we did not own Grumpy Cat. We couldn't put out products. It was hard to have a vision of us in the future, you know, stepping up, like, say, Shiba Inu or some of these other, you know, projects where you really kind of, you know, owned it, I suppose. And now we do. Now we have that. Now I just say, like, we really are a company now. That I don't know how it works out or you know, what the boundaries are, but really we have a brand, we have a character. There's amazing things that can be done. And is it going to be open source or is it going to be closed? Meaning, like, hey, if anybody wants to create a Decat product and put it out there, you can, to spread the community, to attract people to this project and say, look, come and buy some coins. Those are your shares of the company. And then go and promote Decat as a brand and as a symbol of this 2024 bull run that we're going to be on. It's just so exciting. And the team did such a great job on this that I'm amazed. Now I mentioned it feels like we're on the migration vacation, because we're not doing a real hard promotional push of Decat right now. They want us to hold off till we launch and do a we're going to do a stealth launch. And, you know, if people are in the community and they're following this, and they'll know, but we don't want to make a huge splash right now and attract traders that have no loyalty to the project to come in and scoop up, you know, 3 trillion Ducats. And then as soon as they do a 2X, a 3X, or a 10X, or 50X, when it really matters, and say, okay, well, now I'm going to dump. You know, we want the people that are going to be holding for a multi-billion dollar market cap. So, you know, plus I haven't had a lot of time to do much work anyway, but I did before. I thought, you know, we're on the verge of a bull run here and things are going up and ETH prices are going up. And I wanted to get in on a few other little meme coins because I want to network. I want to reach out to people and spread the Ducat message. And by joining other projects and their communities, and if you do it in a sincere effort, then maybe they learn more about your project. So I had my eye on a few projects, and I'll tell you the ones that I actually went and bought small bags, not big. If any of my Grumpy Cat or Ducat family is out there, you know, I have over 2 trillion Ducats, and I bought, you know, small bags, not even over $100 on any of these. Some of them, they vary, but I got in on 3 projects that I wanted to. I love the projects. I like the communities. And I think, you know, if we were going to get Grumpy Cat or Ducat, you know, community members, these are the kind of projects that I'd like to get them from, or at least let them know about Ducat. So the first one has been around is Squid Grow. I've had my eye on them for a while. I like Squid Grow because the greatest trade ever, the guy that bought 8,000 Shiba Inu, $8,000 of Shiba Inu when it was dead in the water, and then he sold it on the run for like $5 billion. And he wanted friends and family, you know, were getting scammed by these pump and dump meme coins. So he wanted to create a meme coin that he could recommend to friends and family that he knew wouldn't be a scam or a pump and dump. So I always admired that about this project. I'm not crazy about the whole squid or squid game kind of feel for it. It's a little chaotic, but the chaos is kind of cool because it does have a feel about it. But it is what it is. Again, I didn't choose it, and I don't think people love squids. It's not the most comfortable creature. You don't want to pick up a squid and hug a squid. But regardless, you know, I love the look and the effort they put into it. And if you look at the project, the website, and all the things they're doing, it's pretty cool. And like I said, Pro the Doge is a big supporter of Squid Grow, so it sort of fell into that Pro the Doge family of meme coins. So that's why I liked Squid Grow. The second one was Jesus coin, which, you know, sounds a little crazy, but Jesus coin came out around the same time Grumpy Cat coin did, where they were part of that class of 2023 that were inspired by Pepe and reinvigorated the meme coins. And it's funny, I remember when it came out and I thought, well, this is awful using Jesus's name to create a coin. That's terrible. And when I was doing a video and I was trying to go back and look at old tweets from the early days of Grumpy Cat coin, I saw someone had posted, you know, like, don't fade Jesus coin at such and such a market cap. And I looked at it and I said, I wonder what happened to this Jesus coin. I bet it's dead in the water. It's got like 16 zeros in front of it, right? And I went to look, and it had gone on a run that it had done very, very well. Something clicked for this project, and I was like, wow, you know, it happens to everybody. You see things, you know about things, and you fade it, and then you look back on it, and it's like the girl that kind of liked you, and you didn't pay her any attention, and then she grew up, and she's like, you know, really beautiful, and you're like, wow, you know, I made a mistake on that one. We all have those moments with projects that we see and we don't do anything with, and later on they blow up, but it was interesting, and I thought, well, who, you know, I was curious to know what was going on or what happened. I saw there was a Jesus space call going on, and I went in and listened to it, and it was really just people talking about their faith in Jesus, and I thought, you know, this could work, that if it's a sincere way to get people that are Christians or have a faith in Christ, if they can come together in a meme coin project and build their community, and they can get over the fact that you're using Jesus' name on a crypto, that it's that it's done with all the best intention and the coin's doing charities, that there's a real potential here that this could be the coin as more Christians get into it and start, you know, doing it and getting into crypto. They tell their friends at church or in their, you know, whatever gathering they're at, where they you know, network these people, and it becomes okay, that it's okay. So if you're going to get the Christian community to come into crypto, well, who do you think, what coin do you think they're going to buy? And so I saw a value, I saw a strong potential for that community there. It's already done pretty well. And I said, you know, I want in. But and then the other thing for me is, as I was watching the videos to try and figure out, there's a guy, Hey Ed, and I was watching his videos to learn about it. And he's been following Jesus from the beginning. And I reached out to him. I left a comment like, hey, you know, you think about doing a Grumpy Cat coin video? You got Jesus early. Maybe you'll get Grumpy Cat. And most people either delete my comments or they ignore them. But he actually was nice enough to reply very graciously to the comments. And I always appreciated that about Ed. So I wanted to be able to go back to him at some point and say, hey, Ed, I bought some Jesus coin from watching your videos. And then also I want to say thank you for not just, you know, blowing me off for leaving a comment about a different coin on your in your comments. So that was Jesus coin. I'm following them. That's probably the smallest one that I bought. And then the other one that's very interesting is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams. As you know, 4Gage, he used to do the daily space call with DB. He's still a part of our community. He's still holding his Grumpy Cat, but he's moved on and he's doing space calls for BoJack. And I've also seen him tweeting about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And my attitude in 2024 is to network. And when I heard 4Gage briefly on the announcement of Decat, when we had that space call, it felt so good to hear his voice again. And I really wanted to look at my wallet and I wanted to think of friends and projects that I liked. And I wanted to send a message to 4Gage, because when he left to do BoJack, like I was worried that if somebody saw me in a BoJack space, they go, oh no, Russ is going to leave us too or something. So I was very careful about that. But I also come to the point like, hey, this is my friend, and I did it. It happened with Tommy 8 that, you know, he said, he mentioned a project and I bought a billion of the project just so I could say to him, hey, you know, I bought a billion of what, you know, you brought up. Hey, maybe you'll buy a billion of Grumpy Cat coin. In that exchange, we both ended up buying the projects, but it made me feel so good that I wanted to do that again with 4Gage, just be able to say to him, hey man, I bought a small bag of BoJack. It's not much, but I wanted to, it's kind of like I basically bought 4Gage coin. I wanted to send a message to 4Gage like, hey man, you know, I appreciate everything you did for Grumpy Cat coin. I know you've kind of moved on here, but I know you're still holding, and I just wanted you to know, you know, I just appreciated what you did, and I still see him as an asset to this community. And then he, you know, he thanked me and he mentioned Hitchhiker's Guide. And I'd actually been looking at the two. I don't have a lot of money to invest right now that I really am going to. My goal in 2024 is just manage the investments that I have. But I'm not, unless something dramatic happens and I have a ton more money, I really want to just freeze the investing at where it's at and just, you know, work on the investments that I have. And so I basically had to pick, well, should I invest in BoJack or should I invest in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? And Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, in my heart, I said, well, that's the better play. That's what you should get. But I knew how personal, and I would listen to a just recent space that 4Gage had done, and he talked about how personal BoJack was for me. So I said, you know, I know Hitchhiker's Guide is probably the better buy, but for 4Gage, I'm going to get BoJack. So I didn't buy Hitchhiker's Guide at that point. He mentioned it in our conversation. I said, yeah, you know, I'm keeping my eye on it. And the more I kept my eye on it, it kept going up in price. And finally, I broke down. I said, I love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and this chart looks really strong. So I bought I bought 10 billion of it, and it did 10 billion, and then that was doing really, no, 10 million, I'm sorry, 10 million Hitchhiker's Guide. And that was doing really well. And I'm like, you know, I think I want to buy another bag of this stuff. And I thought, you know, at one point I had 40 million Shiba Inu coins. And then I realized I didn't have enough and I needed to find other projects that had more zeros. And that's when I moved on to Doge and Mars. And then eventually I'd move on to Pepe. And then eventually I finally settled on Grumpy Cat, which is now going to be Decat. But I always, it was always nagging at me that, you know, you had 40 million Shiba Inu coins. And I kept thinking, I'd love to buy them back. I'd love to buy them back. And I kept looking at the price. And the best time to do it was, I think, when Shiba Inu was down to like six or something. But, it jumped up and it would just cost more to buy those 40 million back. And I'd rather invest that money in, at the time, Grumpy Cat, now Decat. So I never bought the 40 million Shiba Inus back because it was going to be a little bit expensive, not too bad. But I looked at the Hitchhiker's Guide and I said, you know what, I'm going to bump up to 40 million Hitchhiker's Guide out of memory to Shiba Inu. So I got my 40 of the Hitchhiker's Guide, and then I was looking at that and it was still showing some strength. I didn't want to, I'm not going to start chasing another project and go all in. So I did one last buy for 10 billion. So I'm at 50 billion on the Hitchhiker's Guide, and I'm not going to retire off of that. I don't know if I'm going to hold it forever, you know, or if at a certain point, if like, hey, I've made, you know, $8,000, you know, if I've learned anything, take your, you know, you need at some point, you have to hit the sell button or you're going to go down with the projects. Like someone is at a slot machine and like, well, I'm up $8,000. Let me just keep playing the slots and maybe I'll go up more. But usually what will happen is that $8,000 starts to go down. So that's it. I'm waiting for Decat to go live, I'm just kind of on this migration vacation, creating content for Decat, but it's not like they said, don't go super hard right now. Wait till the launch and people can actually go buy Decat and then we go at it. So in the meantime, I picked up a couple meme coins so I can network in the future. And I can do videos, you know, sincerely on these other projects that I'm in. And when I do the videos, I can talk about Decat when I'm saying, oh, it's this project, and then now, hey, and then those people, if someone's tuning in to find out about Jesus Coin, they're going to hear about Decat. If I do a video and talk about, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide, they're going to hear about Decat. And same thing with Squid Growth. They're going to hear about Decat now if they watch my video. And that's why I'm doing it. One, I like these communities. I'm genuinely like these communities. And if I get some money from Decat and I want to put it in another meme token or keep, you know, I have options now and I can see which ones do I like, which ones have the best community, which ones, quite frankly, deserve my business. So keeping an eye on those, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in 2024. You blame me. I bought $100 of Bitcoin. I was going back and forth on it. And of course, I fell for the FOMO article about Cathie Wood, you know, 2030, Bitcoin's going to be, you know, $2 million or whatever. And I'm like, you know, it, for my kids, it might be kind of cool to have some Bitcoin. And so I bought $100 worth of Bitcoin. And then immediately the next day, it's down 10%. I don't care. It's a long-term hold. I'm really just doing it as a for entertainment purposes. Just to kind of see how it does. I love buying things like $1, $10, $100 because you instantly know how much it's up or down. I have ETH, like a dollar's worth of ETH I bought just so I can look at that. And at that point in time, where has it gone? And easily I can see it's up, you know, 10% or down because it's a round number. So I have that. I did buy some XRP. I had 205 XRP at one point. I ended up selling those to put that money into Grumpy Cat coin when our price was low. And it did kind of haunt me. I'm like, you know, if this XRP, they have a nice run and they go from, you know, 64 cents to $5 or something in XRP, I'll be pissed that, you know, I had 200 of these things and I sold them, you know. So I bought 250 of those, and of course that went down after I bought it as well, which always happens. Again, blame me. But They're just going to sit there, you know, unless anything dramatic happens. Usually what will happen is I'll buy an investment and I'm like, all right, I'm going to hold it. And then the one that I really love starts to run or becomes a buying opportunity. So I just sell the other stuff. I don't really give it a chance to grow. But hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully I want to keep these other projects just to sort of have some other entertainment or some other things to look at. So there we go. Let's get ready for the 2004 bull run. I know we had a pullback on Bitcoin, understandable. The sell the news kind of a thing. But listen, the ETFs are approved. I think it's going up in the future. And when Bitcoin goes up, ETH is going to go up. And when ETH goes up, all these altcoins built on it, they're going to go up. And I think it's going to be an exciting year. The most exciting thing is Decat. Getting ready for that to come out. And as we see with the price of Grumpy Cat coin, it's really essentially what people think that the price of Decat is going to be at. That, you know, they may not get a shot at the really cheap Decat, that it may come out of the gate and just really start running. And you may not even have an opportunity to buy it with the eight zeros and where it's at right now. And that's the only thing I can think of when you see people buying at these prices. They want to lock that Decat in, and at this price, they're willing to do that. Even if it's down from this price when it first comes out, they're assuming that it's going to at least get to this price, if not higher. Otherwise, they wouldn't be buying it, or they don't realize that what's going to happen is going to happen. And if they don't realize that, that's on them, because meme coins, you have to be a part of the community. You have to support it. That's the way a meme coin works, especially in the beginning, where everybody's efforts are so crucial. So if they're buying Grumpy Cat right now, I'm assuming they're buying to migrate it to Decat. And that's a good sign. It's nice to see the price hanging in there and going up, even though I don't have Grumpy Cat coin anymore. It's a good indicator of the faith people are putting in Decat. So if you see Grumpy Cat going up, then that means people have faith in Decat. So we'll see. Anyway, good luck, everyone, and I will talk to you later.